The most recent draft of the redesigned Superior Street will be unveiled on June 23rd. That is a week from tomorrow, a Tuesday. Some think the plan doesn't address some transportation issues, like the lack of bike lanes. A petition was released to change the current draft to include some bike lanes and parallel parking. And Healthy Duluth Coalition Active Transportation Coordinator Shauna Mullen-Erdley joins us on the phone this morning to give us some more information. Hey, Shauna, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So why did the Healthy Duluth Coalition decide to make this change or propose this change to the existing Superior Street draft?
Well, first of all, it actually wasn't just Healthy Duluth Area Coalition. It was us and a number of concerned citizens who have been part of the process from the beginning. And the reason that we're doing it is because there's been a clear vision set forth by the community. So what Duluthians want is not what is turning out to be what the final design is being. So we are hoping to match the vision that the community has put forth.
Okay, so when you talk about what the community wants, is this information that came to you from a survey or?
Well, it's a combination of public meetings. So this is public meeting number 5 on the Superior Street design. So it's been in the works for a couple of years now. So when people attend public meetings, this is how they've expressed what they want to see. And there also was a survey done by the City of Duluth in January that was specific to bike routes and which ways do people prefer to bike around when they're downtown. So the result of that as well, there were 650 respondents to that.
So what about an alternative route? Superior Street, obviously, so busy, so much used. Mm-hmm. What about Michigan Street?
Yeah, so the results of the survey actually broke down, you know, they asked you, what type of cyclist are you? Are you a person who's, you know, anywhere from strong and confident and will ride anywhere no matter what, all the way down to people who are no way, no how, I'm never going to get on a bike no matter what. And every single group, except for that no way, no how, said that Superior Street was their preferred route when they're riding their bike. And really, by putting a route on a different street, we're just kind of rerouting people around downtown, and we do not want to do that. We want people to go through the heart of downtown on Superior Street. That's where the destinations are. That's where people want to be. And even if they were on a different street, they'll eventually need to get on Superior Street anyway if that's where their destination is, which is pretty likely. So we want people to be on the street. We don't want to route them around the heart of downtown.
Okay, here's a wacky question for you. When you talk about routing traffic, car traffic, away from downtown, downtown merchants in a community usually really don't like that idea. Have the merchants weighed in at all on the prospect of kind of routing bicyclists away from downtown, especially when it seems to me it would be so much easier to just jump off your bike, find a place to park, and dart into a shop?
Yeah, you know, the merchants and retailers and, businesses downtown have all had an opportunity to weigh in during this public process. And, you know, there's a couple different kinds of streets. You know, there's a street that is meant to kind of get people through. That's like a freeway or First or Second Street maybe. But a street that, like Superior Street, is supposed to be designed to have people moving slower, so they're a lot more likely to stop and patronize those businesses.
Now, one of the other parts included in the changes has to do with changing to parallel parking. And it strikes me, of course, that would create a little bit more room and make it a little safer for everybody. Most people really hate to parallel park. Is that the problem with proposing parallel parking, or what's the hang up on that piece?
I don't think that there's a problem with parallel parking. It's just that diagonal parking, you can get more cars parked. So that's kind of the thing that's been coming up. But we do not think that that's the best idea, because it takes up a lot of space. So it takes up space from the sidewalk, takes up space from the street, and it's really dangerous. Anybody who's ever tried to back out of a diagonal spot knows that you can't see anything. So in addition to that, there's a parking ramp within one block of anywhere on Superior Street. and we're getting 400 more parking ramp spaces with the DTA Center and the Maurice's ramp. And here's the thing. Do we want people to park right in front of the business they want to go to and get in and get out? Or do we want them to park in a ramp and then on their walk over to the business, they see five more businesses and they decide maybe they want to stop in there? And of course, people are going to want to do, you know, something quick on their way home from work, which is why we're proposing that parallel parking, because it's still available, but it just doesn't take up as much room. And so in this current design, they're actually increasing the number of diagonal parking spaces, despite how dangerous they are.
Well, the bottom line is, regardless of how you park when it's wintertime, you just want to get where you're going as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, we're pretty unique in that we have skywalks that we can use to get anywhere from parking ramps. And we in Duluth, we love to say that we are tough. And, you know, winter, no problem. Bring it on. So I think that we can handle it.
Well, Shauna, what happens next now? There was a petition that was circulated that wanted to change the current draft. Did you get enough signatures on that petition to let that move ahead?
Yeah, so our letter of support has, you know, I don't think there's a magic number of the number of people to sign it. I think that it's just the more we can get, the more, you know, we can demonstrate that this is really what people want, a superior street that embraces the identity that Duluth has come to adopt as being like this active outdoor lifestyle kind of place. And so next will be the public meeting on Tuesday, next Tuesday, and then eventually this will have to be approved by City Council. So when that happens, which will probably be in July or maybe August, we'll present that to the City Council.
Well, Shauna, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. Great to talk with you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Healthy Duluth Coalition Active Transportation Coordinator Shauna Mullen-Erdley joined us this morning as our guest on Northland Morning.